Welcome to the week 6 episode of our web series, Agatha, on lassotoday.com. If you didn't read the week 5 episode, read it here. Enjoy. Week 6. Seeing Agatha has made up her mind to file for divorce, Clara took it upon herself to talk things over with Eddie. If she bought him into playing remorse, she believed the Agatha she knew would soft pedal. Ordinarily, no woman would want to put an end to her marriage if not that she had been pushed to the wall and the situation is unbearable for her. More so, women are the ones with soft hearts. A woman would change gear if mesmerized by a man's carefully fabricated oratory and that aligned with a display of remorsefulness. Her calling on Eddie, hopefully, will help clear the dust. A crowd of beautiful damsels, presumably models, were scattered all over Agatha's compound when Clara visited Eddie. She weighed them irritably one after the other as she walked past them into his office. 5 others were in there, chatting freely while he discussed with a man glued to a camera. The way she coldly ran her eyes over the 5 had the potential to undress them. Perhaps, thinking she was his wife, they reverently disappeared into thin air. Clara and Eddie had known each other all along before he and Agatha met and got married. They attended the same university in the United States and so had built an enduring friendship that could be perceived as nothing other than platonic. The couple actually met through Clara. She and Agatha were shopping at the mall on that sunny April afternoon when they bumped into him. Exchanging pleasantries was expected, but offering to help the ladies wheel their shopping carts around the mall till they were done was unexpected. Indisputably, it was not out of place for Clara to be the one to come talk to him. Whatsoever they talked about was done behind closed doors. Thereafter, they shared jokes about old times, and shared snacks, and then Clara got through to Agatha on phone to let her know she was at her place, was done, and was just about to leave. For weeks the couple had not been on good terms. Hopefully, her coming will help patch things up. And she almost forgot, she was to pick up her friend's cake mixer in the kitchen. Ebong was in the kitchen watching the dishes when Clara emerged in a rush. "Good afternoon, Auntie Clara," she joyously greeted her boss's friend. Clara ignored her, or either didn't hear her. The mixer she was searching for on the shelves, in the cupboard seemingly was on her mind. "Yes, there it is." The mixer was sitting in a corner on the shelf waiting to be embraced. But first thing first, she moved in on Ebong with charged anger, turned her around harshly, and donned on her a thunderous slap. "You will regret this," she screamed at her, grabbed the mixer and disappeared. Ebong stood still in pain, waiting on nature to clear off the twinkling stars that just intruded her vision.